Welcome to another episode of the Wild Chicago Way. It's 8:21 and I've made it. I made it into the airport, at least. I made it into the Terminal 2, and it's such a pain. It's such a pain. I wish I was going to Chicago with no baggage whatsoever. Then I would at least not have had to stand in this massive queue here. There's a big, whole procedure to be gone through in order to drop off the bag. The registering, the checking in was a duddle. They got machines here and it worked, and that was a great relief. I think I'm carrying a lot more nervousness about this trip than I've been about any airplane or journey that I've been on for as long as I can remember. Anyway, standing here in this queue is a pain in the neck. Well, it's interesting sociologically, or you know, sociably it's interesting. Got all these people with their children, and you know, there's a woman there knotting her child's hair and trying to see whether she can unknot it and tie it up in, you know, bead it or braid it, I suppose is the right word. There are people here on their, you know, with suntans going back from Ireland. Imagine going home from Ireland to the United States with a suntan. Amazing. And and it's all a hive of activity. Only that I can't rid myself of the worry that I've got to get through all of immigration, and this is going to take a while, and will I be too late for immigration and everything like that. It's all very close. If I just express how and all the nervousness, it'll dissipate. Anyway, that's life. I've got a bag with me that doesn't have a shoulder strap, so that's a bit of a pain in the neck, because I've got both hands, and if I want to record at the same time, it's a bit awkward. But the great thing is I'm here. I mean, the coach worked, the parking worked, I got on the coach, it got off the coach. I mean, okay, look, when it's all over, it'll seem terribly mundane, you know. All that really happened is I left Cork, I got on a plane, I landed in Chicago. But in the middle is all this nervousness, which may open up into a nice blue sky. Anyway, I'm only dying for bloody breakfast, tell you the truth. I'll see if anything exciting happens in the queue. Yes, the most exciting thing that is likely to happen in a queue is that I get talking to a complete stranger and have an interesting conversation, because that's the way it works, isn't it, in social life. You bump into a complete stranger who's either going to the same or a different place, and you talk, and who knows where they're from, and you exchange stories and find out what's going on. And anyway, the whole place is all very, very, I can't think what to say. I'll say something when I do have something to say.